Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We're kind of having a good time in the studio today because we're with dogs, you know, and they're silly. And,
yes, they are.
You know, and not a minute ago, they were double-decker. One was flopped on top of another, you know, so it's just a good time here today. So, Terry, what the heck are we talking about?
We got all kinds of stuff, actually. Saw some interesting things in the news today.
Okay.
Mary Tyler Moore, if you're old enough to remember her and the Dick Van Dyke Show and Mary and I don't even know how many TV shows
right.
she did. She is a diabetic, and mm-hmm. she has a pit bull named Spanky that is her diabetic alert dog.
Okay, that's way cool.
I thought that was neat.
I know. For years, she's, I think, been a spokesperson for the American Diabetes Association, but I had no flippin' idea that she had a diabetic alert dog.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Or that it was a pit. How cool
yeah,
is that?
I think that's really cool.
I think that's neat. Well, you go, Mary Tyler Moore. That's really neat
that's
stuff.
Neat. So, it is summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and last year we talked about tick stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing some more tick treatment for my yard.
Okay.
I got some different products. Well, slightly different products, variations on the products, but I found some that actually work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a company called Cedarside.
Okay.
And again, it's going back to being a cedar oil based treatment.
Right.
But they have different strengths and basically ways to implement it
mm-hmm.
and how you do it. And we treated the yard, and it's not only do they keep, you know, ticks and fleas, ants don't like it, snakes don't like it.
Actually,
there was a black snake coming across from the neighbor's yard, and I had taken the Cedarside granules and I lined around the yard, and it just turned and went the
It did
direction.
A Yui?
Yeah, it didn't like it. Didn't like the smell.
Seriously, how long does this stuff last?
Well, there's two pieces of it. It's two steps. So the granules dissolve over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not too expensive. It took about 25 pounds to outline the entire half acre of the
mm-hmm.
backyard.
Okay, and how much did that cost, do you remember?
It was $10 for 10 pounds.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you're at, you may have to mail order it, whatever. We had to mail order, so there's shipping on top of that.
Okay.
But it wasn't too bad. But that's just breaks down. They're little pellets. It's basically scrap wood infused with oil.
Okay.
And the wood is from the same cedar tree, but they infuse it so it's thicker, it's stronger.
Cool.
So you build your barrier,
mm-hmm.
and then what you do is you take the cedar oil, and when you've got a few days between putting it on and when it's going to rain
mm-hmm.
next, because you want really 2 or 3 days for it to sit,
mm-hmm.
and you just go out with a sprayer and your garden hose and spray everything down.
Oh, so you just dampen it. Okay,
yeah.
you just wet it down.
Wet it all down,
okay.
and you let it sit. The only problems I could see and anything I read about it was specifically about it rained right afterwards. Well, it's going to wash away. It's
right.
you know, cedar oil. It's not, you know,
right.
magic glue.
Truly true. It'd be helpful if it was.
Yeah.
But that's cool because that's all natural.
It's all natural. It's I bought for the yard stuff. Was 85% cedar oil, 15% corn oil. It's 100% natural.
Sweet.
It's not corn oil. It's a derivative of the corn
right.
oil, but it's all natural,
right.
safe. And then I just ordered, they make a specific pet version.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the dogs
mm-hmm.
that you just spray them on with a mister.
Seriously?
Yep. And they have human stuff, too. It's the same basic stuff, I think. It's just in a different container, so it's smaller.
Wow, so me and the dogs can wear the same thing and it'll keep bugs off of us.
Yeah. It just smells like cedar. It smells really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
So, website.
Cedarside.com.
So, C-E-D-A-R.
Yep, C-I-D-E.com.
Okay.
And
this sounds cool, Terry.
It's really neat. It's not terribly expensive. The yard treatment... well, it's concentrated, so
mm-hmm.
you it's basically either it's about 40-1 or 50-1
mm-hmm.
depending on the strength.
Mm-hmm.
I actually made it a little stronger because we had some ticks coming in, I believe, from the neighbor's yard
okay.
coming this way, kind of working across the natural areas.
Right.
But it dilutes down so much. I bought a gallon, but I used a pint and a little over a pint to do the whole
wow.
backyard. It wasn't a lot, so I've got enough for several seasons.
So it's supposed to last from now through winter?
Well, they don't guarantee it. But the idea is that it'll last all summer long, as long as you put it on properly. Wow. And the granules will last all summer. Those should take quite a while to break down, because they're actually little wood pellets.
Right. This is neat.
It's neat stuff.
And I want to know about the stuff that you got to spray on the dogs and people.
I just ordered it yesterday, so it'll be here next week. We can talk about another episode.
Neat. I think you might have found the answer, Terry.
It's really quite interesting stuff. And they make it, I mean, they have the stuff in different concentrations. They have foggers. You can use them in barns.
Wow.
The fogger idea is around the chicken coops and stuff because it's safe. But it keeps the unwanted ticks and fleas. Although chickens eat ticks, so I'm not sure I'd want to do that. But they did call out stuff for cattle.
Wow.
I like
it. Just
natural. You know, so I liked it too. I thought it was pretty cool.
We're getting greener and greener in this country. Well, yay.
Yay. We're trying.
About time, man.
We're trying.
What else?
So, I had an interesting experience.
Ruh-roh. And I haven't heard about this ahead of time.
An interesting experience. Dean knows I've been kind of looking for a motorcycle. And I went out to our local Harley-Davidson dealer, and I had my Save America's Dog pit bull shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
When I was out there wandering around looking at the bikes.
Cool. So?
So the dude behind one of the counters, running the parts counter, was asking me about it, and he's got a blue pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking a little bit about that and, you know, just kind of BSing. And he said, yeah. So I've been training my dog. The first thing that pops in my head is, well, this could go one of two ways.
Right. Please let it go the good way.
Yeah, not so much.
Oh, my God, no. Don't tell me.
Well, no, it's not fighting or anything.
Okay.
His story was he had the puppy, the pit bull puppy, and he had a kitten. And they were playing. The dog got out of control, and it killed the kitten. So he's telling me how he trained it so it would leave cats alone, which was to, after he beat it, was to tie the cat around the dog's neck for 2 days and put it outside, not feed it. I don't know what the look was on my face, but the words in my head...
We're screaming.
We can't repeat the words in my head on air. So.
No, I suspect there's some other ones in my head right now.
So I did react calmly, although I was incredibly angry. And I said, well, you know, I said, those are very smart dogs. I said, they don't respond well to physical type training. You really need to do this and this. And thinking I could either yell at him and make myself feel better, but wouldn't help the dog, or maybe push him in a direction to say, you know, maybe there's better ways to train a dog. I don't know if I made a difference. I was trying to remain calm, but at that point I left the dealership. I was like, okay, this guy's a freaking idiot, and I'm done.
I am astounded at the incredibly stupid things people do with animals. He tied a kitten around a pit bull's neck. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he's told me. That for 2 days. And then didn't feed it. And that was after he beat the dog. So what part of that made sense to you as a training methodology you freaking tool.
Oh my God. The pit bull should eat him. Hello?
See, the thing is somebody needs to sterilize him so he doesn't reproduce, because that's going to be a problem. He has children and he's training his kids to, you know, train dogs that way, because that's madness.
It's insanity. He's cruel. He's mean. He's mean-spirited. He's nasty. He should not have a dog. He should not have children. No, he should not reproduce. Bad, 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 evil person.
Yeah, he was an idiot. So,
oh my God, Terry,
that was an interesting experience. I have never had one quite like that, and I frankly figured that, you know, maybe he was not training it very well. But to do that, I can't even imagine what would pop in your head and say this is a good idea.
And you did, you know, was it a group discussion? Did you figure this out with your friends or?
I'm sure.
Beer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or drugs or whatever.
I know.
I'm totally lost for words, because it's so stupid. It's just, I can't believe a human being would do it.
I know. It's mind-boggling why he thought that would work. And I don't know if it did or not. He says he never bothers the new cat. So, well, I imagine not. You beat the crap out of it before you starved it.
Yeah, hello.
So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that was a bad move on the dog's part. You know,
right.
Dogs are smart.
Yeah, okay. You've now scared the living daylights out of me, and... No, I won't touch cat again.
Yeah, and he probably fears him, I'm sure.
You think? Yeah.
You know,
you hit a dog, they're going to fear you.
Exactly.
And then you're just going to build new issues on top of new issues on top of new issues.
No, he's freaking stupid. So.
Yep. Well, thanks for sharing, Terry.
Sorry. I just thought I would share that because that was something that I, like I said, I found infuriating and dumbfounded at the same time. I just don't get it. That's not even a... Bah!
That.
Yeah, bah! What the hell's wrong with you?
Onward.
Anyway, so I read an interesting article on dingoes.
Uh-huh.
And this was interesting because in Australia, dingoes are kind of considered kind of scummish. They don't like them because there's a lot of dingoes. They kill livestock, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with any of that. But
they're wild dogs.
And they're wild dogs, yeah. Dingoes are wild dog. And there's now, because dingoes are probably considered the last of the pure wild dogs, that now they may get some protection.
Really? So the government might be jumping
in? Yeah, you know, who knows? I mean, this article is optimistic, I think, and you've got, you know, academics that are really trying to protect the dog, which I applaud, because I think that, you know, there's a reason we need to keep those breeds around, but some of the concerns that got the conversation started, though, were the fact that now 80% of the dogs, of the dingoes in the wild, are now mixed breeds.
Mixed with domestic dogs.
Domestic dogs. And the dingo has remained relatively unchanged in 5,000 years, is their opinion. So they're trying to maintain that breed.
Yeah.
And I think it's a neat program. I don't know exactly how successful they're going to be.
But yeah, it would be nice to be able to keep those pure bloodlines.
I think it's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get a domestic dog loose, you know, you're...
Party time.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to change it around. Plus, the farmers, you know, hate them. I mean, they're hunted like certain states hunt our wolves.
Right.
And it's a
and
very...
And massacre them.
Yeah, they massacre them, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's madness.
Well, it would be really, really nice if something could happen down under... to save them before they're all gone.
Yeah.
Because they will be.
They will be. It's going to be sad.
Yeah, we humans destroy way too much. And on that happy note.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Take her easy.